4. The Seven Triunities. In attempting the description of seven triunities, attention is directed to the fact that the Universal Father is the primal member of each. He is, was, and ever will be the first Universal Father Source, Absolute Center, Primal Cause, Universal Controller, Limitless Energizer, Original Unity, Unqualified Upholder, First Person of Deity, Primal Cosmic Pattern, and Essence of Infinity. The Universal Father is the personal cause of the Absolutes. He is the Absolute of Absolutes. The nature and meaning of the seven triunities may be suggested as the first triunity, the personal purposive triunity. This is the grouping of the three deity personalities. 1. The Universal Father. 2. The Eternal Son. 3. The Infinite Spirit. This is the threefold union of love, mercy, and ministry, the purposive and personal association of the three eternal paradise personalities. This is the divinely fraternal, creature-loving, fatherly acting, and ascension-promoting association. The divine personalities of this first triunity are personality-bequeathing, spirit-bestowing, and mind-endowing gods. This is the triunity of infinite volition. It acts through the eternal present and in all of the past, present, future flow of time. This association yields volitional infinity and provides the mechanisms whereby personal deity becomes self-revelatory to the creatures of the evolving cosmos. The second triunity, the power pattern triunity. Whether it be a tiny automaton, a blazing star, or a whirling nebula, even the central or super-universes, from the smallest to the largest material organizations, always is the physical pattern, the cosmic configuration, derived from the function of this triunity. This association consists of 1. The Father-Son. 2. The Paradise Isle. 3. The Conjoint Actor. Energy is organized by the cosmic agents of the third source and center. Energy is fashioned after the pattern of paradise, the absolute materialization. But behind all of this ceaseless manipulation is the presence of the Father's Son, whose union first activated the paradise pattern in the appearance of Avona, concomitant with the birth of the Infinite Spirit, the conjoint actor. In religious experience, creatures make contact with the God who is love. But such spiritual insight must never eclipse the intelligent recognition of the universe fact of the pattern which is paradise. The paradise personalities enlist the free will adoration of all creatures by the compelling power of divine love and lead all such spirit-born personalities into the supernal delights of the unending service of the finaliter sons of God. The second triunity is the architect of the space stage whereon these transactions unfold. It determines the patterns of cosmic configuration. Love may characterize the divinity of the first triunity, but pattern is the galactic manifestation of the second triunity. What the first triunity is to evolving personalities, the second triunity is to the evolving universes. Pattern and personality are two of the great manifestations of the acts of the first source and center. And no matter how difficult it may be to comprehend, it is nonetheless true that the power pattern and the loving person are one and the same universal reality. The Paradise Isle and the Eternal Son are coordinate but antipodal revelations of the unfathomable nature of the Universal Father Force. The Third Triunity, the Spirit Evolutional Triunity. The entirety of spiritual manifestation has its beginning and end in this association consisting of 1. The Universal Father. 2. The Son Spirit. 3. The Deity Absolute. From spirit potency to paradise spirit, all spirit finds reality expression in this triune association of the pure spirit essence of the Father, the active spirit values of the Son Spirit, and the unlimited spirit potentials of the Deity Absolute. The existential values of spirit have their primordial genesis, complete manifestation, and final destiny in this triunity. The Father exists before spirit. The Son Spirit functions as active creative spirit. The Deity Absolute exists as all-encompassing spirit, even beyond spirit. The fourth triunity, the triunity of energy infinity. Within this triunity there eternalizes the beginnings and the endings of all energy reality, from space potency to monota. This group embraces the following. 1. The Father Spirit. 2. The Paradise Isle. 3. The Unqualified Absolute. Paradise is the center of the force-energy activation of the cosmos, the universe position of the first source and center, the cosmic focal point of the Unqualified Absolute, and the source of all energy. Existentially present within this triunity is the energy potential of the cosmos infinite, of which the grand universe and the master universe are only partial manifestations. The fourth triunity absolutely controls the fundamental units of cosmic energy and releases them from the grasp of the unqualified absolute in direct proportion to the appearance in the experiential deities of sub-absolute capacity to control and stabilize the metamorphosing cosmos. This triunity is force and energy. The endless possibilities of the unqualified absolute are centered around the absolutum of the Isle of Paradise, whence emanate the unimaginable agitations of the otherwise static quiescence of the unqualified. And the endless throbbing of the material paradise heart of the infinite cosmos beats in harmony with the unfathomable pattern and the unsearchable plan of the infinite energizer, the first source and center. The fifth triunity, the triunity of reactive infinity. This association consists of 1. The Universal Father, 2. The Universal Absolute, 3. The Unqualified Absolute. This grouping yields the eternalization of the functional infinity realization of all that is actualizable within the domains of non-deity reality. This triunity manifests unlimited reactive capacity to the volitional, causative, tensional, and patternal actions and presences of the other triunities. The sixth triunity, the triunity of cosmic associated deity. This grouping consists of 1. The Universal Father, 2. The Deity Absolute, 3. The Universal Absolute. This is the association of deity in the cosmos, the immanence of deity in conjunction with the transcendence of deity. This is the last outreach of divinity on the levels of infinity toward those realities which lie outside the domain of deified reality. The seventh triunity, the triunity of infinite unity. This is the unity of infinity, functionally manifest in time and eternity, the coordinate unification of actuals and potentials. This group consists of 1. The Universal Father, 2. The Conjoint Actor, 3. The Universal Absolute. The Conjoint Actor universally integrates the varying functional aspects of all actualized reality on all levels of manifestation, from finites through transcendentals and on to absolutes. The Universal Absolute perfectly compensates the differentials inherent in the varying aspects of all incomplete reality, from the limitless potentialities of active volitional and causative deity reality, to the boundless possibilities of static, reactive, non-deity reality in the incomprehensible domains of the unqualified absolute. As they function in this triunity, the conjoint actor and the universal absolute are alike responsive to deity and to non-deity presences, as also is the first source and center, who in this relationship is, to all intents and purposes, conceptually indistinguishable from the I am. These approximations are sufficient to elucidate the concept of the triunities. Not knowing the ultimate level of the triunities, you cannot fully comprehend the first seven. While we do not deem it wise to attempt any further elaboration, we may state that there are 15 triune associations of the first source and center, 8 of which are unrevealed in these papers. These unrevealed associations are concerned with realities, actualities, and potentialities which are beyond the experiential level of supremacy. The triunities are the functional balance wheel of infinity, the unification of the uniqueness of the seven infinity absolutes. It is the existential presence of the triunities that enables the Father I Am to experience functional infinity unity, despite the diversification of infinity into seven absolutes. The first source and center is the unifying member of all triunities. In Him all things have their unqualified beginnings, eternal existences, and infinite destinies. In Him all things consist. Although these associations cannot augment the infinity of the Father I Am, they do appear to make possible the sub-infinite and sub-absolute manifestations of His reality. The seven triunities multiply versatility, eternalize new depths, deitize new values, disclose new potentialities, reveal new meanings. And all these diversified manifestations in time and space, and in the eternal cosmos, are existent in the hypothetical stasis of the original infinity of the I Am.